You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. This glorious Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. So great to have you with me as we wind down the week together. What's been a long week, but also a lovely week. I hope you had a terrific day, and wherever you're joining us from, welcome, and I hope we can ease you into the night and into the weekend here at Nightlight tonight. Got a great show tonight. We have a guy who's become one of our best pals here at Nightlight. Joining us tonight at 6:35 will be Sean Hannish. Sean is a writer-director of movies, and most recently, he is the creative force, along with his partner Kelly Call, behind the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Sean will be here tonight at 6:30 with some big news regarding the film. There is news. So for those of you who haven't seen it in the theaters or weren't able to make it to a Marcus Theater when it was out, I will tell you where you can see it. Sean will be along shortly, and it will be good to talk to him. I spent some time with Sean and Kelly at the Wisconsin Film Festival last weekend, and I'm excited to ask him about their screening there because I know it went very well. And he's just a really, really good dude. Conrad, Sean and I are basically best friends now.
I agree.
I didn't tell you. You agree?
I agree. I think you guys are.
Could you see the two of us palling around more often?
I think I see a new documentary about your guys' friendship.
Oh, I like that. I like the way you think. Trademark that, buddy. Sean is a good dude, and he will be here at 6:35. And then our friend, why don't you introduce this one, Conrad? Because she's a Nightlight bestie.
Yeah.
And we love her. So tell us who comes by the show at 7:05.
Well, a new radio host for Civic Media, Kristen Lyerly, joins at 7:05.
Pardon me, Dr. Kristen Lyerly?
Yes, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She's so cool, she wouldn't even care that you didn't say doctor. That's how cool Kristen Lyerly is, or Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So, yeah, Kristen has a new show here at Civic Media here in Northeast Wisconsin. She'll be along shortly to tell us all about it at 7:05. And then at 7:35, you know what night tonight is, Conrad. The K-Man knows it is, ladies and gentlemen, a bar band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr will be here. She's one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear on the network from 6 to midnight on Saturdays with Rocker. And I think Jimmy is still part of that. But anyway, they do an amazing job. Rocker is quickly recovering from his heart attack, and they will be back in full force, I have no doubt, at some point in the very near future. But they're still doing shows. So Terry will be here with new music, phenomenal conversation. She's always a blast to talk with. You know, I saw her, it was just 1 week ago tonight, she and Casper were in the studio, and Terry and I got to rock out together in person. That was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Did you feel left out? You had to watch the whole thing from Green Bay. That must have felt weird.
Yeah, I felt really left out. I was a little sad.
Would you have danced? Would you have joined in the fun? Let loose?
You know, speaking of dancing, I'll let you know.
Good avoidance. Yeah, go ahead.
When the ads were running just before the show at like 6, someone walked across, you know, the windows, and I looked at that same moment. We locked eyes, and they started, you know what twerking is, right?
Yeah. Of course I do.
And I gave that Wisconsin, you know, the finger wagon look to me. I was like, okay, that was really awkward.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
Okay. You know, I told you I got flashed.
Yeah.
On that right there. I was talking to I can't even remember who I was talking to. Was it Dom Salvia maybe or somebody? But they had their back to the window, and this couple walks by, and the girl flashed me.
Yep.
Kind of immoral behavior that I do not condone on any level, Conrad. I want you to know that.
You said I missed it by like 5 minutes.
You did. You would have seen it. And, you know, I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm not saying one thing or another. But first of all, you feel weird no matter who flashes you. It's a strange thing. And I get flashed anywhere from 2 to 3 times daily.
Wow.
So I know whereof I speak. But yeah, this woman was, well, I've said too much. It was a jarring, strange experience.
You still have nightmares?
No, she was looked like a lovely person. Just kind of the mood just caught her and she felt, I got to show these. So, okay. And her date seemed okay with it. I assume it wasn't a first date. I don't know. But I will say, I mean, and I don't care, but if they had like ski masks on, I wouldn't have known if that was the man or the woman. I wouldn't have had any idea. So, but she was proud. She was had no problem showing the goods. And God bless her. So anyway, you had a twerker last night.
No, just before the show today.
Oh, today?
Oh, it wow. Just happened like 10 minutes ago.
Was she by herself?
Yes.
See, that's kind of strange.
And the fire truck and the ambulance were right outside too at that very moment.
In case she pulled a muscle?
Just a weird thing.
It is weird. It's weird when, you know, here's the thing. If someone starts doing that when they're walking with their friends, you get the idea they're doing it to make their friends laugh or something. When someone's by themselves, it's like, hey, look at me go. It's like, is she trying to get your phone number? Or it's just kind of strange. It's antisocial almost.
Yeah, I should have waved my phone instead of the Wisconsin wave.
Waved your phone. Is that a thing?
Just, what do yeah, you do? Yeah, here, put it in.
Oh, like you're at a concert or something?
Just put in the phone
just
number.
Egg her on. Should have taken some video and gave it to Amanda for the social media. So there you go, folks. That's a show. That's a show right now, just picturing Conrad getting twerked at. But it goes beyond that. We've got a lot going on. Terry Barr, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and Sean Hanna. Should be a fun time tonight. And, you know, tonight, Conrad, this is kind of fun. We've been talking about the Nightlight beer all week, which has been fun. And Amanda came up more or less with our question of the night. She said something about dive bars. And I thought, oh, that's great. But some people don't go to dive bars, you know. I love a good dive bar. But it got me thinking, and that does, folks, bring us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Comanda, what is your favorite place to have a drink or a cocktail? It could be a bar, restaurant, your favorite chair, the deck, by the pool, friend's backyard. Where is your favorite place to sit and have a drink or cocktail? That is tonight's question. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Very easy to use. Most of you probably have it by now. I know we get a lot of activity over the app, or you can text us on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. Let us know. It's always more fun when you guys participate, and we will read your text on the radio. That is my vow to you. We have another, this is breaking news, Conrad. You know, we don't do this that often, but okay. I don't like to keep the news from the people either. The Hawktua girl, Haley Welch, is back. You thought her 15 minutes were up. They are not. She is not about just revealing her favorite foreplay move to the world or going on other people's podcasts or taking your Bitcoin money and running to the Bahamas. Apparently, in her defense, I guess she got cleared of any wrongdoing. So she was not, it wasn't like she was the crook. I don't know what happened there still, but she was cleared. So that's good.
I don't believe it.
You think she's... Think she had
I think she scammed a lot of people out of money and then said, whoops, that was not me. All right, can I do my podcast again?
You think so? But she was investigated. I mean, I hope it's not.
I don't know. I just don't believe it.
You know what I see? A new benchmark on the show, a new feature we could do. Conrad investigates. What do you think? I mean, that's kind of cool. All you got to do is give your opinion. That's what news is these days. Not at Civic Media, but, you know, just have an opinion. It's going to be like a Twitter news magazine.
That's Twitter news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just form an opinion and you state it as a fact or alternative fact or whatever. And you here's breaking news from Conrad. I don't think she did it. And then we're back to the show. Very quick and but very informative.
And maybe people believe it. Maybe people don't.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if she can act because she's been asked by, what's the guy's name? Glenn Powell to be on his new Hulu show.
Chad Powers.
Chad Powers. Just a quick, you know, cameo, whatever. I don't know if she'll actually hawk Tua or if she'll do a different move or technique we haven't seen before. I'm always up for learning new things. I don't have much use for the hawk Tua move, so I would love it if she did something new, but she will be on that show and she is back on the scene. So we'll see, you know, her first 15 minutes were quite profitable, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what she made, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see the second round, what happens in part two. Lots of good movies out this weekend, folks. Four new big releases with good reviews. Warfare, The Amateur, there's a movie about Jesus called, I don't think it's The Chosen, it's The King or something like that. And Drop opens too. And they're all reviewing very well on Rotten Tomatoes. So if you're hitting the theaters, you won't be disappointed, at least according to the critics. And we have to talk about this chicken jockey scene because you mentioned it the other night.
Yes.
This is getting out of control.
Yeah.
People are teenage boys who really aren't people yet. I've been a teenage boy. Are ruining movie theaters during this chicken jockey scene of the Minecraft movie, which is where a baby zombie rides a chicken. I know you're all contacting Fandango right now and getting your tickets. They lose their minds in the theater. They jump up and down on the seats. They pour their drinks out and popcorn and vomit. Have you ever seen a movie you like so much you induced vomiting?
No. The things that they've done are crazy that... just to do at any movie theater. It's just crazy. The one video I saw, it was like an actual whole group of people that were wearing Minecraft like stuff. And then when Jack Black would say any line that was like, I am Steve, or he'd say Flint and Steel, they'd just go crazy and start throwing drinks and food and stuff, popcorn. And yeah,
that's so stupid. Bunch of dummies. All right, we'll break this down. It might be time for a Conrad investigation when we get back. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Friday night edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwab. I am your host, Pete Schwab. Last night, folks, we ran a pre-recorded segment with Logan Rogge. So a couple texts came in, I wanted to make sure we don't miss those. Steady Eddie, we did see Steady Eddie's text last night, but then he said, Pete, where is that? Did he correct himself? Oh, yeah, he said, Mr. Pete. It was an honest mistake because I made mention of the fact that he mispronounced my last name. He called me Swaba with no C-H. It was just S-W-A-B-A, which is just immoral. But he corrected himself. He said it was an honest mistake. I accidentally spelled your name incorrectly in my earlier text. Don't want to get on the wrong side of the Schwabinator. That's my old wrestling name, Steady Eddie. And it's all, look, I'm all hat, no cattle. I'm not really a badass. I'm not going to do anything. What if Steady Eddie and I got in a fight, Conrad? Who do you think would win that?
I'm taking Steady Eddie.
If he's as good at scrapping as he is as his verbiage is diverse, I could be in trouble. Tony the Tucker also texted us last night after we were off the air. He said, Pete, who picks the fade out music? Love the Mavericks. Play them loud when I am drinking beer on Saturday nights after a long week of truck driving, delivering groceries throughout Wisconsin. Well, thank you, Tony. We've had some compliments on our music. I mean, I picked the music. Conrad picks the spots of when to play each song, and I think he does a great job matching the mood. So you can thank Conrad for that, your Maverick love. But I love the Mavericks, too. Great stuff. Thank you for the text. Where are we at here? We got another one. Tom from New Berlin. Oh, I'm sorry. Monica from Mount Horeb says, our question, folks, tonight is, where is your favorite spot to have a drink or cocktail? Is it a dive bar? Is it a nice bar? Is it the patio by the pool at a friend's house? Where do you like to sit and just have a cocktail and relax? Monica from Mount Horeb, that's in the 608, she says, I don't drink a lot, but I do often like a margarita at any Mexican restaurant. It's hard to go wrong with that. She says, recently had a flight of margaritas on vacation at Moonlight Diner in Denver. Had a flight of margaritas. What does that mean, Conrad?
Those, so it's like four samples, like a flight of beer. It's like four.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. All right. She says, I'm such a lightweight that I had to take two to go, and one ended up being a breakfast margarita. Oh, that's awesome. Honestly, a hair of the dog margarita.
If they make them strong, that's a long flight.
That's great. Yeah. She says, I had a layover and wasn't driving, so it was okay that I had a buzz on showing up for my flight.
That's how you gotta
that's
do
the
it.
Best way to get on the plane. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Great text, Monica. And then we've got some text. We've been putting the question out on the social media every day, ladies and gentlemen. You can answer there too. Sean Boyce, he's from here in Marinette. He says, as I'm not familiar with the best places around the studio, I think he means, can only recommend hotspots in the Marinette Menominee area. He says, one, Bob's Bar, the quintessential dive bar because it doesn't know it's a dive bar, nor does it try to be anything other than a great place to get a beer with great people. And then he says, Lollies, that's number two. Sit back, grab a beer, and listen to the environment around you. The entertainment is wild and unpredictable. A fight? Probably later on. Want to know who, what, when, and where? This is the place. Paulie, the bartender, another patron, and myself are founders of an internal club called the DDC Dead Dad Club. Great joint. And then Sean closes with number three, the Sports Corner. I've been there here in Marinette. A real sports bar, not some BS shopping mall cookie cutter place, but a spot you'll catch hockey, football, boxing, and many others while surrounded by some real cool blank from local and regional sports history. On every bar stool comes an expert opinion on everything sports related. Just ask. Yeah, that sounds like pretty much every bar in any city, Sean. Thank you. That's wow, he did his homework. It was three bars. JB says, I think he's responding to Sean, says, assuming he only has one. Luke Mather says, looking at the sunset on the UP. I didn't know Luke was a UP guy, Conrad. Did you?
I didn't either.
Yeah. Do you think he means with his soulmate like Uncle Rico, or it's just Luke riding solo? Checking out the sunset.
It's just him riding solo up there.
Yeah. Most people don't know that Luke's nickname is Lone Wolf. He's just a guy that needs to kind of chill once in a while. And he gears up for taking our quizzes we give him. So he needs some time alone. Our pal Matt Harper, rock rap artist from Northeast Wisconsin, says Lenny's Tap. I drive by Lenny's Tap every night on my way home. One of these nights, Matt, I will stop in there and have a, I can't have a drink with you because I have a long drive, but I'll stop in and say hi. Thanks, Matt. JB Thompson says Pete's Garage is one of my local hangouts. Perfect place to have a drink with Buck Rosenberg, Sarah, Phil, or Pete. Now, Pete's Garage is where this whole question came about because yeah. I think Amanda said it was like the number one bar in Northeast Wisconsin or something like that.
It's actually voted the number one dive bar in the U.S.
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
How did they know that?
I don't. I just went to their Facebook and it said that. So
they could say that whether it's true or not. Nobody's going to argue with it, right?
I don't know.
Or are they like, we approached 5,000 drunks who could barely lift their head off the bar and ask them, what's the best dive bar? Like Pete's Garage Bar, that's a really cool name.
Yeah.
Like Lenny's Tap sounds like a guy from The Simpsons, you know, one of Moe's pals that runs it. These are all great, though. Thank you, JB, for the text. Daniel Wheeler, Jitters in Menasha. Oh, I like that name for a bar. Pete needs to know where to grab his pre-show drink. Was that what Amanda put on the social media? Because I'm asking kind of a different question.
No, that was under the post. Like, she can't.
Oh.
You know.
Amanda's outing me. I like to get a little drunk before every show. I'm not going to lie.
With your non-alcoholic Blue Moons.
It just takes a lot. Yeah. Keep those texts coming, folks. Where's your favorite place to sit and have a drink or a cocktail? I think that's a great question. For me, it was always in my chair playing video poker at night. I'd have a glass of whiskey. I'm taking a little break. That's lasted over 2 years now, but that's my spot. Or on the deck. We got a nice porch. Got the water in the distance. That's fun, too, if the mosquitoes aren't bad. What about you, Con? You got a place?
For those people in Milwaukee, when I was in college, I really liked this place called Monica's on Astor. And
I've heard of that.
That was my favorite dive bar in Milwaukee. It was reasonable. They had some fun stuff there to do. They always had TVs playing the good stuff. And it's a fun bar. So if you're in Milwaukee,
that's
check
fantastic.
It out.
And you know what? I believe it's a dive bar because if the prices are cheap, that's a dive bar.
Yes.
Not a place pretending to be a dive bar, right? All right. Sean Hanisch is coming up next to talk about some new news regarding Just a Bit Outside. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Spring is upon us. It is a gorgeous day. Conrad, I was driving home last night. I left early because we did a pre-record. This is almost as weird as one time I called customer service and the guy just said hello. And I thought I called like the wrong number. And I think the guy just kind of panicked and forgot his spiel. But I called this Chinese restaurant because I was in the mood for Chinese food last night. And it's 8:32. And I said, hi, are you still open? She says, yes. I said, oh, you open till 9? She goes, no, 10 more minutes. I'm like, you close at 8:42? What? She's like, we're open for 10 more minutes. I mean, I got my Chinese food. I was happy, but those are really strange hours. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest.
So he had to leave and rejoin real quick. So I'll let you know when he's back in.
No problem. As long as we're out of here by 8:42, because I think I might get Chinese food again.
Okay, so. Actually, he's back in. I think he's good to go.
We have Sean? Oh, we've got Sean, ladies and gentlemen. Forget about my Chinese food story. This next gentleman, he made a film called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. It has taken the state and other parts of the country by storm. It was supposed to be in Marcus Theaters for like a 2-week run. And they kept it for like 2 months or something like that. It might even still be in some of the theaters. But now we've got new news about the documentary. And who better to hear about this news from than the director of the film, Sean Hanisch. He joins us now on the stream. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It is so good to see you. I'll tell you what. I've seen three pictures of you. This is your third time you've been on the show.
It's because it's my favorite show.
Well, you're quickly becoming our favorite guest, obviously. But you had no beard the first time I saw you online, and then you had kind of a cool cropped beard, and then I saw you at the Wisconsin Film Festival, and I said, I think that's Sean over there. That beard dude is looking phenomenal.
Thank you, Pete.
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate it. It's become pretty robust. It's so funny. Yeah. Before I was 50, I couldn't grow a beard to save my life. And then something clicked. And I'm like, I don't know. It feels thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, please. Listen, I just went through puberty a week ago Tuesday. God, when you can't talk and you have to say your jokes again, it crushes it, Sean. They just don't work.
You know, it's you go for it again. We'll laugh. We'll laugh again.
I just went through puberty a week ago Tuesday. Hi-oh. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you for being with us tonight, Sean. Let's talk about how your screening went at the, listen, I, I have heard amazing things about this film. It is not played yet where I live in Marinette, but that's what got us going on this conversation. You said, well, we can stream it soon. And I said, come on the show and tell everybody where they can stream it. But people who have seen it love this film, Sean. Is that the vibe you got in Madison last week?
I mean, I'll tell you, that was the screening in Madison at the Wisconsin Film Festival was arguably the best screening we've ever had film. It was sold out. And I mean, there's something about, you know, it was kind of the perfect marriage of you had cinephiles, people that love movies.
Yeah.
And you had sports fans. I mean, we had at least a third of the people were wearing some type of Brewers gear. So it was really, I mean, it was so, so lively in there. And there was clapping at the home runs. And that's why I love watching this movie with a crowd of people, because you can feel the energy. And it's so tense in those you know, do or die games.
Hilarious.
They explode. And I really... it was a wonderful screening. Again, maybe the premiere was as good, but it's kind of funny that, yeah, it was wonderful. Film festival audiences are pretty good. But this is a smart film crowd at Madison.
I agree. I think the guys that picked the films, Ben, Jim, Mike, they're huge movie buffs. But they're also good at diversifying what they offer, like classics and new stuff and sports. I mean, they do a great job. And I think the crowd, you know, feeds off of that. And that's the kind of crowds you get there. They're enthusiastic. Let me ask you, Sean, when you were done with this film before you showed it to anybody, is this the kind of reaction you wanted or expected? Or is it different than the expectations you might have had? Or did it exceed them?
It exceeded all expectations, without question. I will say this: I was going for kind of my North Star when I was directing the film in editorial, because that's where you really make your documentaries, is in editorial. You
right.
don't start with a hard script. You have a story and an outline and a lot of concepts. But the thing I was going for is I remember exactly how I felt when Cecil Cooper got that hit in game 5 of the American League Championship Series. And I remember how I felt when Robin threw that ball and Cooper caught it and jumped for joy. And the whole stadium, the whole city erupted. And I was like, if I can get, I just want to get as close to that feeling as possible. So when we were in editorial, I'd probably say this was about a year ago, and we hit that scene and we did it. We actually did it. It
wow.
reminded me of when I was 14 years old, you know, sitting in County Stadium, and I was like, oh my God, all the fans rush the field. And so there's this explosion of music and shots. It felt electric to me. And I was like, hey, hey, we got something really. I stayed in there, but I said,
"Hey,
we got something really special here." And so, but the reaction's been incredible. When we screened it the first time at the premiere, and people started applauding when Robin hits that home run in the last game of the season against Baltimore, I was like, "Oh my God, people are applauding!" And it kept going, and then just, you know, anyway, the tears at the end,
when
the parade happens, and you were just, I remember walking down to the stage to do a Q&A after the premiere, and I look back, and I see Ted Simmons, and he is bald. Bald his eyes out. He's wet with tears, streaked with tears, and I was like, wait, I think we got something really special here. I kind of knew it, but you don't know it
right
until you show it. And then people started showing up. And again, I credit the sports fans of the state of Wisconsin for keeping this movie in theaters for 2 months. And then we turn around and we look at Rotten Tomatoes, and it's 100% audience rating. And we're like, that's impossible. It's not going to stay there. So it went to 99%, and we put that on the DVD, 99%. And after the DVD came out, it went back up to 100%.
It's at 100 right now. I just looked it up.
It's at 100. What in the world is at 100 ever?
Nothing in the movie world. Yeah.
So it's, you know, as much as I'd like to take like credit for that. I kind of, it's one of those movies that I think that just hit, you know, the right feeling and the right time with the right audience. And I think, you know, there's a mix of nostalgia, but there's also a mix of a big, big dose of we're all together in community. Right. And that's, I think, really important right now.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, to me, sports, entertainment, that those are the things that bring people together. You've done both with this documentary.
Thank you.
It's interesting, Sean. I think I was talking to Conrad about this, or maybe it was Dr. Lyerly, someone who really enjoyed it. And I said, you know, I haven't seen it yet. But to me, is it more interesting that the Brewers did not win the World Series that year? I'm sure you could change history if you could for that. But for your documentary, doesn't that accentuate what good sports fans we have here in Wisconsin, or what the people are like here in Wisconsin, that they showed up, that they had a parade, even though they didn't win, or that they love this documentary?
It's the parade is what makes this sports documentary or this story different than any other story. Because who throws a parade the next morning for a team that didn't win the World Series trophy? They didn't win. I mean, they won our hearts. They won. Sure. They're immortal in our eyes, but they didn't win it. And everybody showed up. And it's so funny. You know, when you're making a movie and you're like, people are like, what are you working on? And then you say, oh, I'm working on this documentary about the 82 Brewers. And half the people's eyes glaze over because they're like, oh, whatever. I say, but no, the story is this. And you get to the parade and they're like, they did what? And they get chills. And I'm like, so to answer your question, I've done this, you know, mental exercise where I'm like, okay, if there's no parade, do we make the movie? Maybe. if we win, we're not going to make the movie.
Right.
We won. Because I think about it, I'm like, well, there's not going to ever be a documentary like this about the 82 Cardinals. They won.
Right.
And
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, and the last thing is I was going to say is, you know, it really becomes a love story, and all good love stories, you know, the two lovers don't end up together in the end.
That's a great parallel. And since you do other movies, narrative movies too, that's a really good parallel. My guest is Sean Hanna. She is the director of Just a Bit Outside, the wildly popular 1982 Milwaukee Brewers story. A couple questions for you. I met your partner on the film, Kelly Call. Had a lot of fun talking to Kelly. Great guy. How did you guys work together on this?
You know, it's Kelly and I've known each other for 37 years, ever since we went to Madison. Working with Kelly was hand in glove. I mean, from the beginning, he and I saw this project you know, the same way. And that's really, really important. I don't know if I've ever had a fight with Kelly or an argument. I mean, we respect each other for sure. Yeah. And I think, you know, Kelly's genius is he's been in the television industry, you know, for 30 plus years. And he was the president of CBS for over 6 years. Crazy. He knows so much about, you know, obviously storytelling and character, but also marketing. Oops. I don't know if I lost you there.
No, I got you.
Okay. But also he knows marketing, and he knows, you know, he knows how to position something, you know, in the marketplace. He knows how to, he's this kind of global, he has a huge global view, and I'm very detail oriented and beat by beat and making sure we have, you know, so really, I mean, it was great. And we had also a third producing partner, who's also my producing partner, Paul Giacone Beery, who, as I say to people, he does all the real work. Right. You know, he works with licenses and contracts and you know, setting up the shoots and, you know, the stuff that's not glamorous, but he's a huge part of this film.
It's funny. You mentioned that Kelly was president of CBS for a while, and I forgot something he told me the other night when we were talking at the party. And he said, "I'm so far behind on TV shows and binge watch," because I was telling him what Nightlight was about. And he said, "I'm so far behind on all that stuff because when I was at CBS, all I did was watch CBS stuff." Like, he said, he watched every show in every episode. And I can't even imagine. I mean, those guys aren't starving. They do okay, but that's a lot of work. I mean, that's like even some shows you probably don't love that much.
Well, I was having that conversation with you guys as we were having a beer, and I was like, I hadn't heard him say that. And now it makes total sense, because he had to watch multiple cuts of every episode.
Oh, right.
So he read the scripts before they became, you know, so it is a lot of work.
It's lot of work. And all the more reason, I'm sure he was thrilled to do this project with you. So that must have been exciting too. All right. Sean Hannish is here. We're talking about Just a Bit Outside. He's got big news. After this very short break, we'll find out where we can all watch the film. If you couldn't make it to the theater, this is obviously a must-see. It crushed at the Wisconsin Film Festival. It's been crushing in Marcus Theaters. I can't wait to see it. And I grew up a Cub fan, folks. That's how bad I want to see this documentary. So Sean is here. We'll be back after a very short break. Don't go anywhere. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's oh so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone, and you're forever talking on the phone. And I tried.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. You got Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, folks. It is a beautiful Friday night, springtime in the state of Wisconsin. We're talking about your Milwaukee Brewers and this phenomenal documentary with my guest, Sean Hannish. Kristen Lierley will be here after the news at 7:05. We've got a few more minutes with Sean. His documentary, Just a Bit Outside, finished a phenomenal run at Marcus Theaters. It had an incredible showing at the Wisconsin Film Festival last weekend. Unfortunately, I had to introduce a film. I was not able to be there, but I heard it went incredibly well. Sean is happy with it. But Sean, where can people see it now? I guess you've got streaming news.
I mean, Pete, this is such a great day. It's the best day of the year because this is Roku Day. We have premiered on Roku right this second, right now. Since this morning, we are live on Roku, Just a Bit Outside. And we're going to be there for the duration. So we invite everyone to see it. The best part is it's free. If you have the Roku device, the Roku stick, or you have the Roku app on your television. And even if you don't, you can go to the RokuChannel.com and watch it on your computer and watch it on your phone or your iPad. It's as a filmmaker to all of a sudden have your film in 200 million homes available is really all you can ask for. And they've been great partners, Roku has. So that's the big news. And thank you for having me on today to be able to, you know, tell you and your listeners about it.
Well, we got to get the word out. I mean, a movie that has brought this much joy to so many people in the theaters. Now it's great that people can watch it and it's free. And it's good, even though you guys have already made like $100 million from the theaters, so we can have the rest of us can watch it for free.
Well, you know what? We'll leave the financial discussion for another day. Okay. You don't get rich making independent films.
I can tell you that. Hey, that leads me to my next question, Sean. You've done, you know, your home before this has typically been in the narrative world, feature films. You've directed some pretty big names. If people want to find out more of what Sean has done, they can go to IMDb or Google him. But he's done some great films with very good actors. What movie of yours, aside from Just a Bit Outside, do you hope people find? Because if they're out there on streaming, people can still find them. What are you most proud of?
I think you have to go back to my first film that I wrote, directed, and produced. called Return to Zero that stars Minnie Driver, Connie Nielsen, Alfred Molina.
Wow.
It's also streaming free on Roku right now.
Oh, there you go.
All four of my films, I looked this up last night when Just About Einstein started streaming. All four of my films, Return to Zero, Sister Cities, St. Judy, starring Michelle Monaghan.
Yeah,
she's a phenomenal. She was in The White Lotus that kind of blew up, you know, everybody watched that. But Return to Zero, it's a very, very personal story. It's about what I and my wife, who's, you know, my ex-wife, but still a very, very good friend, went through when we lost our first child.
Wow.
And it's a tough one. It's a tough one. Though I was popping in and watching bits of it last night, and I'm like, it's a little funnier than people think. But it's really meaningful. It has brilliant performances. It's about something really important. It's about grief and loss, and then, you know, overcoming that, never forgetting the loss, but overcoming that. And I mean, Minnie was nominated for an Emmy for that role.
Nice.
And I was nominated for a Writers Guild Award. I mean, it was really astonishing, an astonishing experience to go through making something so personal. But I'd say, oddly enough, that film, which is about something that happened to me and my wife, and this movie about me when I was 14 years old watching the Brewers, are the two most personal films.
Isn't that something? Wow. I was reading about that on IMDb, and I said, you know, I just didn't know you well enough at the time, so I didn't ask you when you first came on. We didn't even get to your narrative stuff, but I figure that might be a personal story. And listen, folks, just have a Roku film festival in your house with Sean's movies. You keep yourself busy all weekend. Sean, we have about a minute left. This is so great. Thank you. It's great to know you. What's next for you?
You know, I am writing another script right now. Working on a film that's I think it's gonna be really fun. It's gonna have a lot of music in it. Happy to talk to you about that when we start getting that further down the line. That I'd write and direct as well. And then, you know, we're gonna really get into the this documentary scene. It's funny, we were just talking at the Tavern League of Wisconsin had us do their keynote on Tuesday. Which was amazing, like 700 people there watching some scenes from the movie, and then we screened it. And we saw Gilbert Brown afterwards, who was awesome, and he was like, so when are you going to make the Packers movie? So I think I'm going to continue to be involved in making some sports docs, because it's a heck of a lot of fun.
You got a heck of a business card, buddy, now. That's fantastic, so... Sean, keep up the great work. Listen, you're like, you know, I went from not knowing you, I'm going to go out on a limb here. You are my best friend. You are my new best friend. That's how connected I feel to you. So
I'll take that, Pete. You know what? It was so great meeting you in person.
Likewise.
Last week. It was
wonderful. Was fun hanging. So we'll do this again soon. Maybe come by and make our popcorn pick of the week one of these weeks. That would be a lot of fun. So
I'd love to.
Yeah. Well, congrats on Roku. Check out Just a Bit Outside on Roku. Break a leg with all the stuff you're working on, Sean. And we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Pete. I really appreciate coming on. Thanks, Conrad.
Likewise. Thank you. All right, Sean Haddish, check out Just a Bit Outside. You can watch it for free on Roku and have yourself a Sean Haddish Fest with Roku, too. When we come back, folks, after the news, we have an interview I did with Kristen Lyerly yesterday. We talk about her new show here at Civic Media, and it's launching soon, and we will discuss that with Kristen, and then we'll be back for Bar Band Friday night. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.